Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Off, the seventh parak, Arba Misos. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe ben Yamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in a brisa that one might have thought that a bas kohen is punished with sreifa if she was married to a kohen, but not if she was married to a levi, a yisrael, or a pasul, for example, a chalal or mamzer. The Gemara later explains that the pasuk says kisechel iznos, if she profanes herself, implies that she became profaned now through her adultery and not where she was previously profaned through marriage. For example, marrying a pasul disqualifies her from marrying a kohen or eating truma. Even marrying a levi or yisrael temporarily disqualifies her from eating truma. Therefore, the pasuk states ubas ish kohen, and the daughter of a kohen, implying even though she herself is not a kohenis, sreifa still applies. This conclusion disagrees with Rabbi Meir. Abraisa says that a bas kohen married to a Yisrael is exempt from paying the chomish penalty for mistakenly eating truma, since she may return to eating truma after her marriage and is subject to sreifa for adultery. If she married a pasul, for example, a mamzer, Rabbi Meir says she does pay a chomish and her adultery is punished with chenek like an ordinary bas Yisrael. The Chachamim disagree. Point number two, in the previous braisa, Rabbi Eliezer concludes cryptically, as avia besreifa veschamia beskila, with her father by burning, with her father-in-law by stoning. Four interpretations are suggested, explaining it according to one of the three opinions of Tanaim. Rav Nachman said, in Rav's name, that the halacha follows the first interpretation. Rav Yosef asked, Hilchas el Mashiach, are we paskining a halacha which is only relevant for the time of Mashiach, when capital punishment will be reinstated? Abai responded, El Me'ata, Shechitas Kadshim Elitne, Hilchas el Mashiach. If so, we should not learn Maseches Vachim nowadays, since it's only relevant for the time of Mashiach? Yet we do learn it, because we say, Darsh V'Kabel Schar, study it and receive reward, although it's not practically relevant. The same should apply here. Rav Yosef explained that his question was that the previous discussion was not halachic, but only how to interpret Rabbi Elazar's words, which we will determine when Mashiach comes and Rabbi Elazar himself can be asked. And point number three, until now, two opinions had been cited about the application of Sreifas Bas Kohen. The Rabbanan hold that it only applies to a Nesua, but an Arusa receives Skila, and Rav Shimon holds it applies to both. In a Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel takes a third opinion. Benara v'hi Arusa kas medaber. The pasuk is discussing only a Nara who is an Arusa, but a Nesua receives the standard chenek. He explains, HaKol hayu b'chol hanoef v'hanoefes. All women were initially included in the phrase, the adulterer and the adulteress, who the pasuk says are killed with chenek. Yet the Torah taught that a Bas Yisrael is sometimes punished with skila and a Bas Kohen with sreifa. Just as with a Bas Yisrael, only an Arusa was excluded from Chenek and given Skila, so too with a Bas Kohen, only an Arusa is excluded from Chenek and given Sreifa, but a Nesua remains with the standard Chenek. Rabbi Akiva says that Sreifa applies to both, like the Rabban, but darshans the Gezer Shava from the case of Skila to limit it to a married woman. Although the Gezer Shava would further limit it to a Nara, who is an Arusa, Rabbi Akiva explains that he darshans the superfluous Vav in Ubas to include all married women. So once again, the three points are, number one, it was taught in a braisa that one might have thought that a bas kohen is punished with sreifa if she was married to a kohen, but not if she was married to a levi yisrael or pasul, for example, a chalal or mamzer. The Gemara later explains that the pasuk says, kisechel iznos, if she profanes herself, implies that she became profaned now through her adultery and not where she was previously profaned through marriage. For example, marrying a pasul disqualifies her from marrying a kohen or eating truma. Even marrying a levi or yisrael temporarily disqualifies her from eating truma. Therefore, the pasuk states ubas ish kohen, and the daughter of a kohen, implying afo pisha eino kohenis, even though she herself is not a kohenis, sreifa still applies. This conclusion disagrees with Rabbi Meir. Abraisa says that a bas kohen married to a Yisrael is exempt from paying the chomish penalty for mistakenly eating truma, since she may return to eating truma after her marriage and is subject to sreifa for adultery. If she married a pasul, for example, a mamzer, Rabbi Meir says she does pay a chomish and her adultery is punished with chenek like an ordinary bas Yisrael. The Chachamim disagree. Point number two, in the previous braisa, Rabbi Eliezer concludes cryptically, as avia besreifa veschamia beskila, with her father by burning, with her father-in-law by stoning. Four interpretations are suggested, explaining it according to one of the three opinions of Tanaim. Rav Nachman said, in Rav's name, that the halacha follows the first interpretation. Rav Yosef asked, Hilchos el Mashiach, are we paskening halacha which is only relevant for the time of Mashiach when capital punishment will be reinstated? Abai responded, El me'ata shkitas kadshim elitne, Hilchos el Mashiach. If so, we should not learn Maseches Vachim nowadays since it's only relevant for the time of Mashiach? Yeah, we do learn it because we say, Darsh v'kabel schar, study it and receive reward, although it's not practically relevant. The same should apply here. Rav Yosef explained that his question was that the previous discussion was not halachic, but only how to interpret Rabbi Elazar's words, which we will determine when Mashiach comes and Rabbi Elazar himself can be asked. And point number three, until now, two opinions had been cited about the application of Sreifas Bas Kohen. The Rabbanan hold that it only applies to a Nesua, but an Arusa receives Skila, and Rav Shimon holds it applies to both. In a Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel takes a third opinion. Benara v'hi Arusa kas medaber. The Pasuk is discussing only a Nara who is an Arusa, but a Nesua receives the standard Chenek. He explains, Hakol hayibachla hanoef v'hanoefes. All women were initially included in the phrase, the adulterer and the adulteress, who the Pasuk says are killed with Chenek. Yet the Torah taught that a Bas Yisrael is sometimes punished with Skila and a Bas Kohen with Sreifa. Just as with a Bas Yisrael, only an Arusa was excluded from Chenek and given Skila, so too with a Bas Kohen, only an Arusa is excluded from Chenek and given Sreifa, but a Nesu remains with the standard Chenek. Rabbi Akiva says that Sreifa applies to both, like the Rabban, but darshan's a Gezer Shava from the case of Skila to limit it to a married woman. Although the Gezer Shava would further limit it to a Nara, who is an Arusa, Rabbi Akiva explains that he darshan's the superfluous Vav in Ubas to include all married women. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Nun Aleph, and our standard Siman is a beaver, because beavers gnaw. They gnaw. So here goes. The Bas Kohen married to a Yisro who was Mazana was about to get Sreifa by the beaver dam. When two Bachrim wearing beaver pelt hats and darshaning Maseches Vachim in order to be Mekabel Schar saw a rabbi jump over two beavers trying to stop it, declaring only a Bas Kohen Arusa gets Sreifa. Once again, slow motion. The Bas Kohen married to Yisro, who was Mazana, was about to get Sreifa by the beaver dam. Beaver dam? That must be run off. Nanof. Nah. Beaver. The Bas Kohen married to Yisro, who was Mazana, was about to get Sreifa by the beaver dam, which reminds us, the more discusses of a Bas Kohen who married a Levi, Yisro, or apostle, loses her kahuna status regarding Sreifa. So the Bas Kohen married to a Yisro, whose Mazana was about to get Sreifa by the beaver dam, when two Bachrim wearing beaver pelt hats and darshaning in Maseches Vachim in order to be Mekabel Schar, which reminds us we learn Maseches Vachim nowadays, even though it's not going to be practically relevant until Mashiach comes, because we say we're Darish Mekabel Schar. So the Bas Kohen married to a Yisro, whose Mazana was about to get Sreifa by the beaver dam, when two Bachrim wearing beaver pelt hats and darshaning in Maseches Vachim in order to be Mekabel Schar saw a rabbi jump over two beavers trying to stop it, declaring only a Bas Kohen Arusa gets Sreifa, which reminds Gmor brings Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. He holds only a Bas Kohen Arusa incurs Sreifa, not a Nesua. So once again, the Bas Kohen married to a Yisro, whose Mazana was about to get Sreifa by the beaver dam, when two Bachrim wearing beaver pelt hats and darshaning Maseches Vachim in order to be Mekabel Schar saw a rabbi jump over two beavers trying to stop it, declaring only a Bas Kohen Arusa gets Sreifa. All right, so now it's time for our four Blat Bach Chazara. Daf Mem Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The family going through the maze. Maze? That must be more Daf Mem Zayin. The family going through the maze to bury their executed brother in one of two designated cemeteries and not next to the burial spot of a tzaddik, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Mem Vav Amanov taught that those executed by Basin are not initially buried in their family cemetery, but were buried in one of two designated cemeteries for executed convicts. The Gemara explains, Lefisha in Kovrin Russia, Eitzel Tzaddik, because we don't bury our Russia beside a tzaddik. Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina derives this from the incident in which a false prophet's body was hastily thrown near Elisha, and when he touched Elisha's bones, he came to life and stood on his feet, apparently so he should not remain buried next to the righteous Elisha. So the family going through the maze to bury their executed brother in one of two designated cemeteries and not next to the burial spot of a tzaddik stopped to discuss if a resident of an Ir Nidachas received kapara through his death, which reminds us, Rav Yosef assumed that the residents of an Ir Nidachas received atonement when they're executed and lost their status as Rishayim. Abaya asked, do you think that one who dies while still in his Rishas without doing tshuva receives kapara through his death? Abai distinguishes between those killed unjustly by Gentile governments, who do receive kapara, and those killed by Basin, who deserve their execution, and it does not atone for them. So, the family going through the maze to bury their executed brother in one of two designated cemeteries, and not next to the burial spot of a tzaddik, stopped to discuss if a resident of an Ir Nidachas received kapara through his death. While one member stepped away to take earth from a tzaddik's grave to cure his fever, since the karka was an usser, Bahana, which reminds us, people used to take earth from Rav's graves to cure fevers. And when Shmuel was asked about it, he said, Yausavdin, they are acting properly. Karka Olam, who it's part of the earth. But Karka Olam ain't an aseris, and the earth cannot become forbidden as one of the needs of the burial. This is derived from a hakesh between graves and Avodah Zarah, teaching that just as regarding Avodah Zarah, but Mechuber L'mitzvah, that which is attached to the ground does not become forbidden in Hana, the same applies to graves. Daf Mem Ches. So the Simmer Daf Mem Ches relates to Moach, brain, and we use brainiacs. So here goes. Well, one brainiac, that must move on Daf Mem Ches, Moach. Well, one brainiac examined a tefillin bag under a microscope to determine whether Hazmana Milsi, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlok as if Hazmana Milsi, if designation before use is a significant matter regarding burial shrouds and tefillin bags. So, while one brainiac examined a tefillin bag under a microscope to determine whether Hazmana Milsihi, his brainiac brother was trying to discover whether a pair of tefillin was made from leather that was tan l'shma, which reminds the Gemara brings a machlokas if hides must be tan l'shma for tefillin cases. So, while one brainiac examined a tefillin bag under a microscope to determine whether Hazmana Milsihi, his brainiac brother was trying to discover whether a pair of tefillin was made from leather that was tan l'shma. By putting it through the high-powered semiconductor x-ray machine they inherited from their father after he was executed by the king for rebellion, which reminds us, in a braisa, the Tanakhama says, Haruge Malchus Nichsen Lamelech, regarding those executed by the king for rebellion, their property goes to the king. Haruge Basin Nichsen Lyorshin, regarding those executed by Basin, their property goes to the heirs. Ryuta says that even the property of those executed by the king belongs to the Yorshim. Daf Mem Tes, so the Simmer Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we often use a butcher in the Simmon. So here goes. The butcher, that must be run Daf Mem Tes, meat. The butcher who was killed by a Goa Hadam for killing a man with a carving knife in the fifth rib, which reminds us, the Gemara describes Yoav's trial. When Eliyahu asked him why he killed Avner, and Yoav explained he was the Goa Hadam for his brother Asael, whom Avner killed. But Eliyahu argued that Asael was a Rodef, he was a pursuer who was trying to kill Avner, and Avner was permitted to kill him. Yoav replied, Avner could have saved himself through injuring one of Asael's limbs, so killing him constitutes murder. He pointed out that Avner struck him precisely at the fifth rib where the gallbladder and the liver hang, and surely could have disarmed him with one of his limbs. So the butcher was killed by a Goa Hadam for killing a man with a carving knife in the fifth rib after he ruined the peacemaking meat board wrapped in a king's cloak by inserting a thorn into it, which reminds us, the Pasuk says that Yoav sent messengers after Avner, Yeshiva Oso Mebor HaSira, and they brought him back from Bor HaSira. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana darshans this name. Bor HaSira garmel lo Avner sheyareg. A pit and a thorn caused Avner to be killed. This refers to two incidents when Shaul might have reconciled with David if not for Avner. In the first incident, David had an opportunity to kill Shaul and instead took his spear and water container, i.e. his boar, and in the second cut off a piece of his cloak, demonstrating he did not want to kill Shaul. Instead of convincing Shaul of this point, Avner suggested in the first incident that a soldier had given the items to David, and in the second that a thorn, a seer, tore his cloak. So the butcher was killed by a Goa Hadam for killing a man with a carving knife in the fifth rib after he ruined the peacemaking meat board wrapped in a king's cloak by inserting a thorn into it, had always insisted that the items on his dinner menu be listed in order of importance, which reminds us we learned that the order of a Mishnah's list is usually not particular, with exceptions, the Dald Miso's basin, and the seven Samanim, the seven cleaning agents for determining if a stain is needed blood, which must be applied precisely in the Mishnah's order. Daf Nun, so the Simmer Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. On the non-stop flight, that must move on Daf Nun. On the non-stop flight to one's final destination, where the Megadeth and Ovid of Odozor getting skila sat in front of the second row for Nisrafim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the first Malchus between the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon, which is more chamur, skila or srefa. The Rabban considers skila more severe than srefa because skila is given to Megadeth, a blasphemer, and one who serves of Odozor, which are especially severe averos, shekem poshi yad be'ikr, because he thereby challenges the most fundamental principle of faith. So, on the non-stop flight to one's final destination, with the Megadeth and Ovid of Odozor getting skila sat in front of the second row for Nisrafim, and the man from the Ir Nidachas headed for Saif crying over the destruction of his property, disturbed the man behind him getting chenek for striking his father, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the second Malchokas of Saif versus chenek. The Gemara explains that Saif is given to the residents of an Ir Nidachas whose severity is seen from the fact that their property is destroyed. So on the nonstop flight to one's final destination, with the Megadif and Ovid of Rezor getting skila set in front of the second row for Nisrafim, and the man from the Ir HaNidachos headed for Saif crying over the destruction of his property, disturbing the man behind him getting chenek for striking his father, the steward double-checked the bus Cohen's ticket for the Sreifa seat to make sure she was guilty of znus and was not a panuya, which reminds us the Gemara derives that a Sreifa's bas Cohen is specifically for adultery and does not apply to a panuya. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which duff do we derive that Sreifa's bas Cohen is for adultery specifically and does not apply to a panuya? That's on duff. None. Good. Number two, which of the one why Avner was killed and how it relates to Bor Hasira, a pit and a thorn? That's on duff. Mem task. Good. Number three, which duff do you discuss if a bas Cohen who married a Levi, a Yisro, or apostle loses her kahuna status regarding Sreifa? That's on duff. None of. Number four, which duff do you have machlokes whether Hazmana Milsihi regarding a tefillin bag? That's on duff. Memchas. Good. Number five, which duff do you learn why Yoav killed Avner? That's on duff. Memtes. Good. Number six, which duff do you learn that Rabbi Shmuel holds only a bas Cohen Arusa incurs Sreifa, not a Nesua? That's on duff. None of. Good. Number seven, which duff do you have the question whether Beria is Mishum Biziona because of disgrace to the mace and the family or Mishum Kapara? That's on duff. Memvav. Good. Number eight, which of the one that people used to take dirt from Rab's grave to cure their fever since karka of a grave is not Asr Bahana? That's on duff. Memzine. Good. Number nine, which duff do we have the Malchokes between the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon regarding which is more Chamur, Skila or Sreifa? That's on duff. None. Good. And number 10, which of the one that we learn with Sechet Zvachim nowadays because we say Darush V'kabos Char? That's on duff. None of. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.